Getting beds, hearts and bucks talking.
The JVS Show.
Jonathan Vernon Smith.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
I feel sorry for the people who are so stricken by this poor education. I feel absolutely enraged by what is now generations of educationalists who seem to think that it's important. The evidence of your letter to from the headmaster or mistress or whatever this morning suggests there is a beginning of a change, that they should actually be pleased that their children speak these ghastly local accents.
Brian,
thanks for the BBC. I'd sack the lot of them. I'd do away with it. Actually, I think the BBC does a great deal of damage with its concentration on local accents.
Brian, can I just bring John in? One final caller, I promise, then I'll let you go. You're being so patient, but so many people want to talk to you, you can imagine. John in Milton Keynes. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, JVS. How are you, mate?
I'm all right, thank you.
Did you like the way that I said that? Did you like the way that I said that, JVS?
You're through to Brian. What would you like to say, John?
Yeah. Well, I'm just like trying to picture what he looks like, because normally when people talk like him, like really Ponty accents, they dress in a certain way. So I reckon that he's wearing maybe some brown brogue shoes,
a tweed
sport jacket, a flat cap.
No.
Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely wrong.
What are you wearing, Brian?
Well, I'm wearing a dressing gown. I've just come out of hospital yesterday. I had a heart operation, and I've just come home, and I'm still in my dressing gown. I think I'm doing jolly well for somebody.
I think you're doing marvellously well.
I'm sorry, JVS, I've got this mental picture in my mind of Brian driving maybe an MG Roadster, and he's got like a wicker basket on the back. He's got a tartan like picnic rug on the back seat.
No,
he's got his brown brogue shoes.
He's got a monocle.
He's got a monocle, and he's got a shotgun when he goes hunting and all that. You know,
I do. And that's. I've never killed anything in my life.
Yet.
I think if he finds out where I live, he's going to kill me, I think.
I was going to say, I think he's probably becoming more tempting, John.
But
the thing is, we all make judgments about people based on the way they speak, but your judgment was totally wrong of Brian Sewell. He's sitting here in a dressing gown.
He's almost like painted a picture, the way he spoke. He paints a picture.
But isn't it a lovely picture? Don't you think it's a lovely picture?
Is there a picture of him? You can put him on Twitter or something.
Seen Brian. For goodness sake, you must have seen Brian Sewell. He's one of the UK's leading art critics, if not the leading art critic.
You're making
I've never heard of him. I've never heard of him before.
John, thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. Brian.
Well, does it help to know that I've got a house full of mongrel dogs? All rescues. Does that help?
Brian, I adore you. Thank you so much for coming on. We are getting so many calls from people who also say they love the way you speak. So we've only been wicked and put a couple of people who wanted to argue with you on air. But thank you so much for your time. And good luck with your recovery. I hope this has done your dicky ticker some good.
I hope so too. I don't know yet. Anyway, if you ring in another 3 months' time and I don't answer, then you'll know it
hasn't. Oh, Brian, thank you very much indeed. There's Brian Sewell.
The JVS Show.
Weekdays from 9.
Jonathan Vernon Smith.
BBC Three Counties Radio.